You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, bus drivers are a hugely important aspect of life in the Waikato. According to the First Union, the conditions they are working under Go Bus are inhumane and degrading. The workers have been having to use buckets for their toilets, are working extensive hours, and are driving buses that are unsafe. First Union spokesperson Jax Oldham started off by telling me how important buses are to the area.
So our bus drivers are really important to the public and to their families, not just for the service that they give, but also we want them to be going home safe at night every day as well. You know, the company put out that, you know, when they put it, go out on strike, that, it, you know, it is a big, it has a big impact on the public, and, you know, they don't take strike action lightly, but it just shows how important that they are to everyone and their families as well. Like, they work long, massive hours, not because, you know, of the amount of love for their job. Most of them do love their job. It's because of the low wages that they're on and the fact that they have to work these long hours just to make ends meet.
So you've brought in the long hours. What are the other working conditions that bus drivers are having to cope with?
So our drivers in Hamilton, there's a lot of shoddy buses around that are really uncomfortable to drive and a little bit unsafe. And, you know, they shouldn't have to put up with that stuff. They're in the driver's seat for, you know, up to 5.5 hours at a time, just sitting stagnant, and it does take a big toll on their bodies. And a majority of our bus drivers are, you know, over 50, so they do feel that quite a bit. So it's just, you know, the company should have a bit of respect for these drivers and just make their job as comfortable as they can, as well as safe.
Definitely. What was noted in the press release is that bus drivers are having to pee in buckets, that their depot isn't up to par, their having to use female bathrooms when they're male. Why is that the case?
So the whole deal with the toilets, and I know that GoBus have released a statement saying that it's untrue. It most definitely is true, and again, it's another slap in the face for these drivers because they're listening to their managers who have been there, seen the buckets, know what the intended joke was about those buckets, and they've blatantly lied to the media. It's really degrading for these guys, and it's really getting them quite angry because they know what the truth is, and what kind of GoBus has displayed to the media is really unsettling. The whole bucket situation was a joke with the operation staff, which the drivers did not find funny. Again, it's these health and safety issues that drivers have brought up, and they get sidelined or just put to the side like they're not important. Quite a few drivers brought up the fact that there weren't enough facilities available for these drivers. They're having to walk across, you know, probably 100 or so metres away from the building just to get to a male toilet, which they have to ask a workshop person to open for them. And it is quite embarrassing for them, you know, having to ask someone to go to the toilet. Most of these guys haven't done that since they were in, like, kindergarten, if that. So we just need it dealt to. I think the whole situation with the renovating of the depot and putting all these extra drivers in the depot just came at a really bad time, and they probably should have waited and did one before the other. It's just really bad timing, but, you know, that's what I mean. There's a whole bunch of things we could do to fix these things, which are quite easy, you know, putting in portaloos, you know, putting even ETAs of when the toilets are going to be done, just to give the drivers a bit of a, you know, idea of what's happening with their with the depot that they have to work out of.
Because I'm not quite sure myself on what bus drivers are entitled to in terms of breaks and what bus drivers are entitled to in terms of a capped working hour. So could you go into a little bit more detail about that?
Sure. I don't have all the details in the world, to be honest. I've got so many drivers, I get mixed up with the amount of hours, but they shouldn't go more than 5.5 hours without a break. And that's a, you know, decent break where they can get out of the bus go to the toilet, you know, grab themselves a coffee, not just for sitting on the side of the road. And that's what kind of bus drivers have to put up with at the moment, is that their breaks are, you know, might be at a random stop out in the middle of nowhere, because that's just where they happen to be catching up on their time, so they're able to take, you know, 8 or 9 minutes just to stop driving and just sit there and have a bit of time to themselves. But that's not a break. It's just sitting stagnant in your job. They should be able to go into their depot, have a coffee, have their lunch, whatever they need to, instead of just having to deal with whatever management hand out to them in regards to break.
These inconsistent, unfair breaks, are they illegal?
They aren't illegal, no. So there is rules with logbooks and stuff like that on how many hours drivers can drive. We have evidence in the past that we've brought up in negotiations where GoBus haven't abided by those laws, but they have tried their hardest to stick to those laws now after we've given evidence, and it took us a long time to get that, to show that drivers were driving above and beyond that 5.5 hour rule.
So if GoBus is aware that this is the case, why is it that there isn't enough being done?
What is the case, sorry?
So in terms of these conditions for bus drivers, if GoBus is aware and they're willing to work on those conditions, why are bus drivers being pushed so far?
Well, that's what we've asked them, and we kind of haven't had a straight answer yet. When I do bring up issues about, you know, these are major health and safety issues, or these are the problems and the queries that these guys are, that these drivers are coming up with and bringing to me, and I bring them to the management, is they're kind of just getting sidelined, or we've already dealt with that, or it's not an issue or anything like that. I need management to come down to Hamilton instead of sitting in Auckland and typing on a computer. I need them to come down and actually witness what these guys are putting up with. They're not, you know, coming up with problems just to be annoying. It is their livelihood, and they're just sick of it. You know, these guys are just walking in like zombies because they have to work in this place that they don't want to, but they have to make ends meet. It's really disgusting, and it really frustrates me that the management just obviously have a blatant disregard for these drivers and absolutely no respect for them, because they think that all these complaints and queries that they're coming up with just aren't good enough.
With these this kind of lack of regard for their workers, is it a potential that the business might be failing?
Well, I'm not sure. We've kind of, the to be honest, the relationship between the union and the company has broken down a little bit because of these issues and because of the length of these negotiations. I'm trying my hardest to, you know, keep updated with them and just let them know, look, we're trying to work together to work this stuff out. I can filter through all the issues. I'll deal with as much as I can, but I need your help as well. But they're just unwilling to, you know, all my queries and everything just get pushed to the side and that it's just not important. I need them to realise that it is important. Someone's going to get hurt soon. Drivers are already having to take time off and getting injured more easily, getting sick more easily because of these little issues that they think aren't, you know, important.
What is going to be the next step if these conditions aren't fixed?
So I've got a meeting with one of the managers today, a face-to-face meeting, because in the past all we've been getting is through, you know, email and phone call, and it's just not good enough. So we've agreed to have a face-to-face meeting, and we're going to have a walk around and try and sort all of these issues out and really kind of try to get their priorities straight so that they're dealing with these issues instead of thinking that they're, you know, insignificant. They are really significant for these drivers, and they need to be dealt with.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.